The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Sean Coyne, Fine Gael TD for Galway West. Congratulations to you.
Thanks a million, Shane. Delighted.
I'm sure you are. When did you realise that actually this by-election could be won? Because I think most of us in the media, myself included, went by the old adage that governments just don't and can't win by-elections.
Well, to be honest, I was always happy with the response at the doors. And, you know, I've ran five general elections prior to this, so I know the story. I know how it feels. I know how the response feels and how good a canvas is. And so I suppose all through it, I was happy with the response, and I felt I would be there or thereabouts, but you just never know. And, you know, it depended on the turnout on the day in different parts of the constituency, who came out, where there was less turnout. So, you know, but I was happy, as I said, with the response. I ran a positive campaign throughout, and, you know, with the people of Galway West responded.
I think it's 1982. When Noel Tracy won the by-election for Fianna Fáil, and Fianna Fáil were in government at the time. Now, I know since then there's been many, many by-elections. I know on three occasions government candidates have won, but they were absolutely exceptional cases. Two of them were the very sad passing of a TD, and a family member stood in their stead. The third was just after a landslide general election victory for Fine Gael and Labour, and the by-election happened and it was pretty obvious Labour were going to win it. So, I mean, yours is completely, it's an absolute anomaly. I mean, you really have to go back to 1983 or 82 or 83 for the last time in non-exceptional circumstances a government candidate has won a by-election.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, obviously, that was in the back of my mind also this campaign, the governments don't win by elections. And I suppose it doesn't help the motivation of the job. But, you know, I felt, as I said, that it was a positive response at the doors. I know Noel Tracy, I suppose, I think there were about five or six, or even four or five candidates running that time. There were 17 in this election in Galway West. He was in Galway East. But yeah, I mean, it was different times too. There were much less political parties, and it wasn't as splintered as it is now. So look, as I said, I put a positive campaign before the people. I believe that I had a track record of delivery and experience, and you know, we saw the results, and I'm very proud of the campaign, of all who were involved in it. And I got a great support from the Fine Gael party. Director of Elections Peter Burke, and Taoiseach, the leader, Simon Harrison, all cabinet ministers, ministers of state, TDs, and my colleagues in the Shannon were exceptional as well, and all the local city and county councillors here in Galway West were great as well, and across the county, and others that came in. So I mean, it was a real team effort. We left Upton on the pitch, and delighted with the response.
You must have been delighted with the transfer from Fianna Fáil as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I have a good working relationship, you know, with colleagues in government, and indeed with councillors as well across the constituency, and indeed as I have with other parties as well. And maybe that partly explains the transfer rate as well. I have a good working relationship. I worked well in the past with Eamon O'Queeve, who I have great respect for, and with Deputy John Connolly now and Senator Ollie Crowe. So, look, as I said, you know, I'm happy with that that transfer. And, yeah, especially as the other candidate was ex-Fianna Fáil councillor, many would have felt that he would have gained the lion's share of those transferred, but that's not how it transpired.
I'm looking at the lead story, the Irish Independent today. TD's fear, that's Fianna Fáil TD's fear, Fianna Fáil at risk of being swallowed by Fine Gael. Is that the aim? Is that the Fine Gael aim?
No, not at all, and I don't believe that's the case. By-elections are different animals to general elections. I'd be very confident there'll be a Fianna Fáil seat in Galway West, absolutely, at the next election. So I don't believe that's the case at all. As I said, each by-election is different, has its own set of circumstances. I was, I suppose, the stronger candidate from the government side in this by-election, and Killian Kane, a young councillor, but in a tremendous campaign too, a good lad with a bright future. And, you know, I came out on top in that election and got the transfer. So look, I think it was important as well that government worked collegiately as well, and that's what transpired.
Is there a message for other politicians here, do you think, or would-be politicians? I think politics has become, not on the scale of America or the UK, but it has become quite divisive here. And you're seen as someone who is collegiate, who does work with people, who doesn't kind of point score and so on. Could that be one of the reasons, do you think, for your success?
Well, look, that's what I've been doing, and I'm not going to change now, as it were. I'm often criticised by people that I don't go on the attack enough, and I don't stick the boot in. I'll respond if attacked, but I generally don't go in studs up, as it were. So look, I said I'll continue with that with that model of political service and working with colleagues across all parties and none to deliver for the Galway West constituency. And I believe in centre politics, sort of down the road, down the middle. As I said, the people in Galway West responded on this occasion.
The government isn't particularly popular at the moment, I think it's fair enough to say. And look, I wouldn't read too much into opinion polls at this stage of the electoral cycle. But nonetheless, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are kind of in the mid to high teens, down from where they were in the general election. Does this show to you that the government can be returned potentially in 3.5 years' time?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are 4 summers left in this government. There's a lot to do. We are preparing for the forthcoming budget. I think it's clear from the reception at the doors that people voted for me. That's not to say each and every one of them were delighted with the government or delighted with me, but they gave me and the government a chance in terms of its future delivery as well. There are many issues, whether it be the cost of living, whether it be critical infrastructure such as the Galway City Ring Road, whether it be in investment in public transport that people want to see us do better. And we have ambitious plans for that, and we need to continue that through delivery. We have a strong capital fund in place to deliver projects across Galway West and other areas as well. And we need to do better in many cases. And I think we need to give back more to those hardworking people, many of whom raise these issues at the door. Say, look, we need a break. We need something back in the next budget. And I'd certainly be advocating to the Minister for Finance, Simon Harris, and government that happens.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for talking to us. Congratulations again on your success.
Thank you, sir.
New TD for Galway West, Sean Kine.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.